Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. It seems hard to believe, but we have come to the end of our church year. Today is Reign of Christ Sunday, or Christ the King. Next week marks the start of the new church year with the first Sunday of Advent. Today we're reading from Luke chapter 23, verses 33 to 43. Jesus has come to the end of his earthly journey, has been subjected to torture and a mock trial, and is on the cross, hanging between two convicted thieves. There is an exchange of comments between the three, and a manifestation of the real power, the true kingship, that Jesus evinces. I wonder if Jesus had felt scared or hunted leading up to this end. In that day and time, in that political climate, he was a person of no power. He was part of the group under the thumb of Caesar and Rome. But conversely, he was of so much power that the leaders of the day deemed him a threat, so much of a threat that they decided to kill him. And yet he kept telling them, "I am no threat to you, not in the way you think. My kingdom is not of this world." Pilate asked him point blank, "Are you a king?" And Jesus said, "Well, you say I am." The inference is clear. Jesus himself has never claimed such a title for himself. And yet, they still don't get it. They had no concept of a power as small as the heart of a child and as big as the cosmos. They were so immersed in the world's image of power that they couldn't get the message of Jesus, born into poverty, who would say, "I'm not interested in what you have. No money, no armies, no horses, no shiny breastplates." And yet over his head on the cross, they put the words, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." The power that Jesus embraced was the power of love. This power of love was so much a part of himself that it couldn't be separated from him, even under the threat of death. Even hanging on the cross, that power of love was more than the powers of the earth could destroy. Hanging there, suffering that terrible death, Christ the King looks over the heads of those mocking him and says, "Forgive them, Father, because they don't know what they're doing." This is power, true power, not the sort of power that overtakes and destroys and mocks and derides, but the power of love. Christ the King speaking words of forgiveness from the cross. This message of forgiveness runs strong through the Gospel of Luke. They remind us of the words from the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus taught his followers to pray for those who abuse you. One of my resources suggests that perhaps that part of our inability to believe and trust the forgiving power of God's grace and mercy is our inability to believe that other people deserve mercy. If the afterlife is going to be a paradise for us for all eternity, we'd prefer a paradise exclusively for nice people. Christ the King, hanging on the cross, confronts the powers of the world with the power of God, the power of transforming love. And in doing so, he opens the kingdom, God's realm, for someone right there and then. Picture it. Two thieves, one on each side, both dying the same horrendous death. One scoffs and one does not. One of the thieves has recognized something in the broken Jesus, that this is the one who will bring the coming kingdom. He speaks the name Jesus, and in that moment he moves from emptiness to hope. His words are an act of faith. "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." He's saying, "Don't remember me because of my wickedness, but because of your goodness," and not "if you come into your kingdom," but "when." Jesus hears and Jesus replies, "Today you will be with me in paradise. Today is the day that you are with me. Today, at this moment, you are ushered into salvation." As we consider this story, we ponder, what does power look like in our world? How do we discern it? How do we discern the work of God when it shows up in our midst? And how do we recognize God's messengers, God's prophets in our midst as well? Consider the power brokers of Jesus' day. They were blind to the power of love made manifest in Christ the King. "I have got no kingdom in this world," says Jesus. But when we recognize the real power in him, the power of love embodied, we more closely understand that real power does not lie in the bullies, those who threaten and manipulate. Real power does not leave the marginalized fearful for their lives or their livelihood. Real power is Christ the King, who walks among us today, calling us to forgive and to love. Christ the King, who welcomes us into salvation today, each and every time we acknowledge him. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.